Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, yes. It's rant line time. Don't forget we take phone calls. We're going to keep airing your predictions for the election during the rant line hour. Rant line number 860-751-4698. Call it anytime 24/7 and leave your opinion, ideas, thoughts, dreams, like literally dreams. If you wake up in REM, call us. Tell us what kind of vivid dream you are having.
Hey, Todd, it's Del. I had to set the record straight because I heard your discussion tonight. I don't know if you're featuring it or somebody has called in about Q. Anything about Q is disinformation.
Oh, QAnon.
It doesn't come from QAnon.com. That's a secured site. QAnon. QAnon.com. It's not from Q.
So Stealth is saying you have to go check out Q's website, QAnon.pub, to find out what they're all about. Don't believe what you hear in the media, because everything that QAnon is about is on their website, which I haven't done yet. I will do it because I want to find out for myself, because I know the media lies about a lot of stuff or just makes it up. So there.
I appreciate that, and thank you very much for the time. And
well, thank you.
My rant is basically yesterday on the air. We were cut off a little short regarding the voter ballots and how they were mailed out, and the fact that the state of Connecticut and Dems did not give us opportunity to remove Joe Biden from the ballot. I feel that in the next 12 days, and this is where I was cut off yesterday on the radio, within the next 12 days, I feel that Joe Biden is going to remove himself from the presidential candidacy because of the Hunter Biden laptop. And I'm going to stick with that prediction. But the rant is that you did not give me enough time.
thank you for making the point of calling the rant line to get it through. I gave you a lot of time, actually. You just have to be more focused and get your point across quickly so people can get it, because we travel at a fast pace here. 860-522-9842. Lisa Cheshire. Hi, Lisa. Do we already have Lisa on? All right, I guess we must have. Jim in Windsor. Hey, Jim.
Hi. My opinion is I can't determine when, and the reason why is Trump won with a million Hillary haters. I was one of them. I mean, I probably would have voted for Trump just for the Superior Court angle. But in spite of that, I really voted for Trump because I hated Hillary Clinton. Didn't dislike her. I hated her. And I don't know if he has that edge going into this election. So I don't know. I hope he wins, but I just really don't know.
Why are you voting for Trump this time?
Well, I'm voting because I think the country with Democrats will absolutely go in a direction I don't want to see. So I'm going to go for a conservative person, and I can't support, the agenda that I may see. I just, you know, it's not the America I'll recognize, I believe, if the Democrats get in.
Well, Hillary wouldn't have been either.
Who, pardon me?
Hillary wouldn't have been delivered the America that you believe in either, and you were going to vote for her, except you hated her.
No, so I said I hated Hillary. I hated her.
Yes, but
the point I was making with Hillary, Trump won with a lot of support from the Hillary haters, me being one of them.
But I took that to mean that you didn't vote for Hillary because you hated her as opposed to you hated Democratic values. So I was just trying to clarify that. All right. Thank you, Jim. 860-522-9842.
Same morning, the 20th of October, Gino calling from Windsor. When is our president going to learn to keep his big, stupid mouth shut? Does he like to make fun of people? Does he have an orgasm every time he does this? I voted for him the last time, and I voted for him again, but he's got to learn to keep his big mouth shut. Thank you. Have a nice day.
There's a Trump voter.
Newsflash from Chris Murphy's office. The sun went down 2 minutes early today. That's obviously a vast conspiracy between Trump and Putin to steal daylight from hardworking Americans. This must be stopped. And by the way, how did Chris Murphy go from being bankrupt to being a millionaire? Got to look into that.
Same way they all do it. How did Biden get to be a millionaire? All he's done is make his 100 and whatever it is a year for ride the train back and forth for all those years. It's interesting, the Chris Murphy, the speculation about him as a Secretary of State. It just seems totally unrealistic to me. How about you? Doesn't that seem totally unrealistic? All right, let's grab another phone call. We'll keep rocking back and forth between the live calls and the rant calls, because that's what we do. And we're not going to break up a winning formula right now. Steve in Springfield. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Todd. How you doing? You're doing predictions for the election, right?
Yes, we are.
I'm piecing together everything that I've come up with so far. First of all, I think that Donald Trump is going to win. But it's going to be like the 18 election when all these provisional ballots were coming from out of the woodwork all over the place. That's going to be the Democrat thing on steroids. Plus the other thing, what the Democrats are doing is, they're starting to talk about Trump cheating. So what happens when you have somebody who's trained in revolutionary tactics? Unresolved anger is how you produce revolutionary radicals. Just like in the Russian collusion delusion thing, they had Democrats angered up to a fever pitch. So, pumping up the fact that, you know, Trump may wind up winning and steal and God forbid, stealing the election. This whole violence on the street might be not as innocent as people might think. I mean, this is a tried and true tactic for revolutionary groups around the world to set up a dictatorship. I don't think that they're going to succeed, but I think that the Democrats are going for broke. They're going for the whole house. I think
that is for sure.
Like really desperate to stay out of jail.
Well, they're desperate to win, whatever the motivation underneath that is. Thank you, Steve. Good analysis there.
Yo, Todd, what's up, man? Hey, I'm a new rapper to hit the Hartford scene. I am the candy rapper. And since you're the expert on the political scene, I wanted to run the first line of my new rap song by you to see what you think. Okay, here it goes, Todd. Roses are red, Kamala ain't black. If you vote for Biden, you surely be on crack. Hey, tell me what you think, Todd. And if you like it, I'll finish the song.
I like it. Are you kidding? That's masterful. I want to hear the whole thing. Finish it. What do you think?
As demonstrated, Connecticut's Democratic legislators, led by a Democratic governor, value an uninformed public, which suits their agenda. As for myself, I will vote for our former state senator, Len Susio, once again to help get our Capitol back in order.
Len, why?
As I see it, Susio always looks out for we Connecticut taxpayers, publicly questioning politicians' every tax-paid move with his fact-finding aggressiveness and banking expertise. Whether questioning their dollar amount or downright deceitfulness, he's on their case. Just think, Susio exposed the deceitful reason for tolls and led the fight against them. exposed the mileage tax scheme and stopped it, blocked the gas tax increase, beat Eversource bogus bill charges 3 years ago, and has enlightened us of their SB9 bill of 2018 and the legislative cover-up of rate increases as a result for the next 10 years.
You think she's reading?
Spotlighted the early release of violent criminals. Just think, Susio fights to protect and defend our families, values life at all stages and walks of life. I'm voting for Len Susio this November 3rd. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I had to cut a chunk out of that, too, because it just went on so long. But that was a good little booster there for Len Susio, who it will be exciting to see. Just even seeing him campaigning is exciting. Just to have him out there is great. 860-522-9842, Lisa in Chester. Hello, Lisa.
That's Chester, and I'm good. How you doing?
Thank you for calling. I'm doing great.
Great. Love your show, by the way. You were asking before about our predictions about who's going to win. I believe that Trump is going to win because I think that there are a lot of closet Democrats that will not want to admit that they are going to vote Republican.
Are these, in your mind, people who are Democrats who did not vote for Trump last time but have been impressed with him?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And what kind of victory do you expect? Is it going to be a small win, big win?
I'm praying for Trump. All the way, baby. Trump.
Big? You think big?
No, I don't think big. I don't think by a landslide, but I think he's going to win. And I know there's going to be trouble if he wins. And there's going to be trouble if he doesn't win.
It's going to be very, very interesting to behold the situation. Adam, East Hartford. Hi, Adam.
Todd, my prediction, I'm not saying that I want Biden to win, but as you had said, Trump, his behavior has gone out of control, and he doesn't listen to his handlers. You remember when Chris Christie probably gave him some good tips on the speech on how to tone it down and let Biden put his foot in his mouth? I just don't know. I mean, I just see Trump blowing it again at this debate, and he just keeps putting his foot in his mouth and burying himself.
Yeah, he tends to do that sometimes. People have been mentioning some dynamics today, which I find pretty convincing. Did you find any of the arguments that Trump supporters have made for his victory convincing?
They want Trump to win, but I just don't see that they can see the things he's not doing, like not listening to his handlers and just not taking the advice. I mean, he had 3.5 years. Even two conservatives, Matt Drudge and Michael Savage, have told him to tone down and cut all that tweeting out and just go to work. Just go to work and get off the Twitter. And what he did, he lobbed it for 3.5, 4 years. I've been telling him to get off that Twitter and just stop arguing with people. And he's kissing dictators and insulting our allies.
Adam, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. And we're looking for your predictions on the election. It's two weeks from today. What do you think is going to happen?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I'm calling in response to a rant late yesterday's show where a caller brought to light how horrible the morning show has been lately. Although it was good last week without Joe D, but now you have liberal Joe back in the mornings. And thank goodness for Ray, or that show would be totally tanking. So I'm going to tell Joe this. Strike one, you're a Yankee fan. Strike two, you're a liberal. Strike three, you're a communist. Joe, you're out of here. Joe must go off the morning show. Joe must go off the morning show.
But maybe that's the formula right there. A conservative and a liberal hosting together. You listen because of the conservative. Others listen because of the liberal. Maybe that's the whole idea. 860-522-WTIC, Becky from Cromwell. Hello, Becky.
Hi, Todd. Enjoy your show. I think Trump is, I'm a Democrat. I voted for him last time. I'm going to vote for him. I wish I could vote early and often for him this time. I think it's going to be a landslide. I think the country is so fed up with the hijacking of the Democratic Party. I think a lot of Democrats, independents, decent people who are just keeping their mouths shut, because they just know that they're asking for trouble if they say, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. And I think it's going to be a turnout that's going to be huge, and that we love Trump. You know, we know that he's fighting for us and for our values and for our hardworking people. So I think it's going to be a landslide.
Well, why are you still a Democrat if you're getting ready to vote for Trump for the second time?
You know, my parents were Democrats. My grandparents were Democrats. My first election was Jimmy Carter. I'm getting older. But it's hard to, I don't believe in the Republicans. So many of the Republicans are anti-Trumpers. And I think Trump is hitting the right note. He's fighting for us, we the people, against the bureaucrats.
So it's the populist appeal you go for. You don't believe in conservatism or liberalism.
The swamp and all the corruption, the lies, and the media is 100% in bed with Biden and the Democrats. I looked up CNN.com 2 weeks before the election in 2016. 7 in 10 voters said Hillary would win. I remember they were saying Hillary was going to win on election day.
All right, Becky, got to hold you there. Thank you so much. Interesting perspective right there, isn't it? How many more times are we going to go down this path? This agony, this thrill, this joy of a big presidential election. Oh, man. 860-522-9842. Rant line call, then we'll take a phone call.
Dr. Fauci is a walking, talking buffoon, and he wants to cancel Thanksgiving. Well, I got news for him. He can go pound sand. I wouldn't listen to that dope if he had a gun to my head.
All right. George and Canton. Greetings, George.
Well, greetings, Todd. Thank you. Todd, more often than not, I call the rant line because my style tends to be more of a pithy hit and run. But I wanted to call just and see if I could be better at a conversation a little bit. You know, Henry Ford's, well, let me say, first of all, your business, the business you're in, you need issues. I understand that. Your lifeblood is issues, any talk person. But here's what I'm a simple guy. I'm a literalist. Henry Ford said you could have any color car you wanted as long as it was black. There mm-hmm. was no decision to be made. Well, Ed Koch, the esteemed mayor of New York City, said, if you agree with me on 7 out of 10 issues, vote for me. If you agree with me on 10 out of 10, see a psychiatrist. Here's the problem to me. This is very simple. Hillary said, anyone that votes for Clinton, she called us a basket of deplorables. Well, I see anyone that votes for Joe Biden as a dumpster full of despicables. The reason being, one issue, abortion. Now, I'm not a Christian. I don't even believe in God. I believe in a source of the universe. I used to be a Christian, but I'm not anymore. I'm a law and order guy. If somebody commits a crime, as Beretta said, they should do the time. But a baby, an innocent life, doesn't deserve to die. And I am absolutely against any female that engages in sex consensually. Now, let's forget rape and incest, because I think those are so small a percentage.
All right, we're out of time, so just wrap it up, George.
The point being here, Todd, voting for Trump, take one issue, and that is life. If you don't vote for Trump, you are committing murder, in my opinion. This is George and Canton, and by God, I'd give my address out. I'm not afraid. I'm taking a stand.
All right, George, I got to run. Thank you so much, sir. Well, it's WTIC. You know that, right? You listen every day. You love us. Of course you do. 860-522-9842. We'll take more rant line calls, more live phone calls as well for your predictions on the election. But first, let's check in with our Tuesday guest, the amazing Tom Scott. Hello there, Thomas.
How you doing today, Todd?
Well, we've been taking calls the whole show, people predicting what's going to happen in 2 weeks. Guess what the prediction is almost unanimously.
Well, I suspect that...
Yeah, go ahead.
I suspect that people in your audience are fired up and animated and are going to give the president the edge.
Not just the edge, landslide.
Well, I don't share that belief. I think we're behind, but I believe the president still has a path to victory, and I believe he's closing the gap in some of these important swing states. You know, I've told friends of mine in Connecticut who are really ticked off at everything that's going on, whether it's the corruption of the taxpayer-funded debate commission or the corruption of these oligarchs that run these monopolistic big tech companies, or whether it's the so-called mainstream media, you know, censoring the New York Post article on the vice president's family corruption with foreign governments. I mean, this stuff is out. I mean, even Walter Cronkite would have led with the Biden story if he were around today. And he was a liberal, but a pretty much a straight shooter. And it's very frustrating. So what I say to folks is, look, there is something you can do meaningfully. If you know people in these swing states, these battleground states like New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Arizona, North Carolina, people you went to college with or family members or whatever, persuadable voters, give them a call. Have a long talk with them. I mean, if you could move 4 or 5 or 6 votes in a swing state, you know, you've done your patriotic duty. And it's tangible, it's meaningful, and it could be helpful in a very, very close race.
Well, I think you're right that that even though I see all the signs right now as pointing to a Biden victory, that it isn't over yet. And this thing is still working, and Trump is working it hard. And he is a good closer, I think, from all of the political races he's run before. We have seen that he closes really well. I think when he's out like this and he's able to work the crowds, that's when he can make his magic happen.
Yeah, and I do believe there's an undercount, and that's not wishful thinking. We saw it in 2016, and my instinct is that it's very much with us again in 2020 and may even be more pronounced now. I mean, how many people want to publicly say they're for Trump in some parts of this country for fear that they might get a brick through their window? And there is a silent percentage of voters out there who are keeping things close to the vest. Now, is it 1 point? Is it 3 points? I don't know. But watch Pennsylvania as a bellwether, because the president just lost a court case out there where the state illegally wanted to allow ballots to be accepted even if they come in several days after Election Day. The Democrats are concerned about early voting in some of these states. And it's very interesting to watch because they've always wanted it, right? But there's
a concern
that a lot of voters aren't going to get their ballots in. And we're also seeing it here in Connecticut, Todd. I don't know if you've been subjected to all of these Facebook ads and all these public announcements on TV, you know, saying it's like a hurricane's coming, right? Have a plan to vote. Have a plan to vote, like have your bag packed to get out of town for a couple of days if there's a hurricane coming. That's the kind of urgency they're creating. And while it's shown us as a neutral ad, these ads, they're really aimed at Biden voters. They're concerned that some of these Biden voters aren't going to get their ballot in.
Well, it also points to their sense of connection to their voters, that their voters are the early voting voters, and they're looking to ram those votes in and make sure they get them all. I mean, I think they still feel the pain of 4 years ago. They want to make sure they don't go through it again.
Well, I dusted off my copy of George Orwell's 1984 this weekend. and I'm going to start rereading it, because my goodness, Todd, with everything that's going on with the media today and with these big tech companies, it's downright scary. And I heard somebody say over the weekend, and I would attribute it if I could remember who said the election this time is not simply an election between a conservative and a liberal, but it's between the America we know and an America we will not recognize in 10 years mm-hmm. if Trump loses the election. And, yeah. and I think there's a lot to that.
Well, I think you're right. All right, anything else you want us to know, Tom?
No, just keep an eye on those absentee ballots in Connecticut. Remember, the only people that can touch that ballot besides the voter are home health care workers, immediate family members, police officers, and elections officials. If anybody knocks on your door asking for your ballot, they are a criminal. Make sure you rat them out.
I love that warning. Thank you for giving us that again.
Anytime.
All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again next week. Tom Scott, former state senator, political pundit, political advisor, wise man about the politics of Connecticut. We'll take some more phone calls, some more rant line calls, 860-522-9842. So let's get a rant line call in. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah, so what I was getting at with the lime-flavored rolling papers, man, was like, don't you remember a couple weeks prior, somebody left you a message about, you know, you're a cool dude, whatever, you want to sit around with a case of Corona beer and lime. And you're like, I'm not really too much into the Corona beer, and neither am I. I don't even drink. But you said, you know, anything to do with lime. So, hence, some lime-flavored rolling papers, man.
I get it. Thank you for explaining. But don't expect me to remember what I say on the radio. I get off the air and I don't remember what we were just talking about if somebody asks me. That's just how it goes.
What a joke. This loser Lamont, howdy doody Lamont, never fails to take a shot at the president. Is anybody holding Lamont responsible for the nursing home deaths? Give me a break.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. 860-522-9842. How about some real live people now? Charles in Waterbury. Hi, Charles.
Hey, President Trump all the way. And Todd, you have a great show. I don't call that much in the afternoon, but I wanted to compliment you today on your polling. And, you know, the only pollings, I don't believe in pollings at all, especially with Hillary and Trump in 2016. But I heard the best poll of all and the most truthful poll today on another program was, they did one about the economy, which president mm-hmm. would be better, Biden or President Trump. And they said under President Trump, it was in the 60s, the range, I'm pretty sure. It was a huge difference, and I believe Biden was in the either mid-30s or 40s. That's the truest poll of America, because I always say it like this. I'm 73 years old. America bets with their bets. They vote with their pocket, and we've been having a great time under our president. It's just that all the swamp, some Republicans, but a lot of those Democrats and those countries like China especially, we were going down a better road. When President Trump got elected, he was brought this country back to where we always thought it would be. My wife, who was non-political, I laugh when I think about it. In 2016, she'd be doing dishes in the kitchen. She comes in, runs in with her dish rag, goes, wow, President Trump, he's saying stuff that we all think about, that nobody wants to talk about. And that's the full, true, average American, hardworking family, you know. So I really believe he's going to win. And the only way the Democrats are going to win is they're going to cheat. They know that. Mm-hmm. This absentee ballot stuff is ridiculous. We've seen it in Bridgeport. You know it, Todd. We've seen it in Hartford during the state elections, remember?
Well, Bridgeport is the king of the ballot.
They were
mashing
their own ballots after 8 o'clock at night.
There you go. Thank you, Charles. Good to hear from you. No, there's no doubt about that stuff, the election rigging.
So let me get this straight. Joe Biden was writing super predator laws, putting blacks in jail for extended sentences, and they were mixed up with crack cocaine. at the same time that his son, Hunter Biden, was running around having his fun with his own crack cocaine. Wouldn't that make Joe Biden sympathetic?
Well, that's a really good point, isn't it? That's a really good point. Kathy, you're next on WTIC. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind? Well, I have a prediction for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how my observation of people who are voting and why they vote. I work in the medical field, and I hear it all day long, and you hear it outside. You know, your vote is not a Valentine. You're not supposed to be voting for who you like. You're supposed to be voting on policy. You're supposed to be voting on what you want for your local towns, your state, your country. And I'm aghast at some of the things that people and what they say and how they believe. How did people get so far from what your vote means and what it counts for to, you know, whether you like
it or not? I think watching TV might be the thing. Because if you watch the campaign coverage on television, they don't talk at all about what it means if Biden wins versus Trump for policy. All they do is talk about bad, 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 bad Trump.
And so what we're finding now is that they're uneducated voters, just as we had heard before. They're misinformed. Yes. They're uneducated, and they're so twisted up and angry about somebody, most of the time Trump, that they have forgotten that what this country was founded on and what our morals used to be. And I just am, it saddens me to think that people nowadays are voting because, or not voting because they don't like his tweets or, you know, something to
which
that
they've,
effect.
They've probably never even seen, Kathy. Kathy, thanks so much for the call. Ben in Lyme, hi.
Hey, Todd, you sly fox. I'm voting for the man who gave up his wealth for America, not the man who gave up America for his wealth.
Well done, Ben. And do you predict that he's going to win?
Yes, I'm just saying, yep. Yep.
All right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
God has more work to do with him. He's not finished yet.
All right. From your lips to God's ears.
I just want to say the increase in cases people are talking about on your show around the country are from PCR tests that are faulty. They're 90%, up to 90% inaccurate.
Good point.
They're getting fragments of the virus in people's blood that are showing as positive, but they're not infectious cases most of the time, so they're not transmissible. The important thing is these cases are increasing, but the deaths are bottom lined out, okay? If you look at March, April, and May, the cases were up and the deaths were up. That curve has come down and bottomed out. Now cases are coming up because the testing has increased, and that's a faulty test as well. And deaths are not being talked about. They're bottom lined out. It is not a pandemic anymore in terms of deaths and the seriousness of what it presents to the country this time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. I think that's all true. And plus, they talk about the cases like the cases are people dying in the hospital. And that's not the case with the cases. Most of the cases are people who are doing pretty well. Bob in Hartford, hi.
How are you? You know, I just want to ask you a question. Don't you think it's weird that our two great United States senators who aren't even investigating whether Joe Biden, I mean, the enemy's within our own country. People don't even realize it. They should be investigating, even if it's not proven yet, they should be investigating Joe Biden, because if he did sell us out and his son got enriched off it, he allowed them, they hold almost half of our debt, China, probably even a little more. I mean, these people are taking over this country because of our own leaders. Our own leaders are failing. They're not even looking at all this corruption.
Bob, who's going to win the election?
Trump by a landslide.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you and good to talk with you. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.